73 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian. And we've got the markets a little bit mixed in the grains this morning, with the corn a little higher, beans mixed, wheat lower. This wheat market's really taken it on the chin so far this week, and I noticed overnight that we broke through some uptrend lines on the December Chicago wheat around that 521 level. We're at 518 and a half, down 3.25 cents right now. Let's look at the corn market first. Not a lot of new news since the export bookings report that typically comes out on Thursday morning's been delayed. But there's talk about damage to both the Delta and the Mid-South corn crop due to this hurricane. Keep in mind that the prodigious amounts of rain come right up through Missouri and Illinois and Indiana as well. So any corn that has some stalk damage could see some trouble there, too. Right now on the corn market, we've got nearby September corn at 354 and a quarter. That's up 2.5, while the December at 366 and 3/4 is 1.5 cents higher. July, 391 and 3/4, that's also 1 cent higher. On the bean side of things, we're down just a hair. November beans at 836 and a quarter is down 1 cent and 3/4. While the July, and let's do the January at 849, down 1 cent and 3/4, and the July at 883 and a half is down 1 cent and a half. The meal market's not offering a lot of support. We're seeing bull spreading there with a September up about 40 cents, but other months down a fraction. The bean oil market got some good news from a large reported large sale of bean oil to India from outside sources, but the bean oil on the October at 28.36 is up 5 cents. The wheat market, again, lower. December wheat, 517 and a quarter, down 4.5. New crop, July, 549 and a half, down 3.75. We had 550 as pretty good support on that new crop July. Egypt continues to buy prodigious amounts of wheat, but not coming sourced out of the U.S. On the livestock markets, we're seeing bull spreading again. Keep in mind that we've been higher in hogs for the last 3 days, so the hog market continues to work higher. We're at about a $6.50 to $7.50 premium on the October to the cash, however. The October live hogs at 53.62 are up 65 cents, with the December's at 56.22 up 105. Cattle market's a little higher this morning. October cattle are a dime higher. December at 113.87 up 12. The feeder cattle up 50 cents. We're seeing a red-hot feeder cash market this week. Feeder futures a little bit cooler. But the October feeders at 151.90 are up 42 cents this morning. Has been a lot of talk about Canada with their optimistic talk about what's going to happen with NAFTA. However, when you look at the dollar slipping against the Canadian dollar, I'm not so sure that there's a NAFTA agreement in the works. The crude oil market's about a nickel higher, 68.77 in the nearby October. The metals markets are stronger again this morning. We are working towards a WASD report next week. We'll have FSA data come out just ahead of that. These markets are really poised for a big bean crop, in particular corn, maybe not quite so much. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. 73 degrees right now at 9:01 in your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today. Mostly cloudy skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms at a high of 82 degrees.